I'm Ben Pugh, and you're listening to Impact, Parenting with Perspective, episode 198. This podcast is all about helping parents manage the mental and emotional drama that comes with parenting teens, so they can focus on what's most important, building rock-solid relationships and having a powerful impact on their teen's life. Join me each week as I dive into real tools to help you and your teen turn struggles into strengths. Hello, welcome back to the podcast. Today we are talking about how you can forget what you know about parenting teens. And I know you might be thinking, well, why would I want to forget what I know about parenting teens? And that's exactly what we're going to talk about, because sometimes we need to forget what we think we know. And if you're like me, or if you're like a lot of parents who want a better relationship with their teen, but they don't know how, you might need to forget some of the things that you think you know about parenting teenagers. So let's just, before we hop in, I do want to thank all of you who are listening. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing this podcast with other parents. Thank you for helping me make the podcast grow. This actually helps me help other parents just like you. And my goal is to help as many parents as I can to really start enjoying the relationship with their teenagers. And that's why I like to do fun things like this summer's Impact Live event for parents and teenagers, so that you can really grow together with your teen and start having an impactful relationship with them. And I promise you, it's easier than you ever thought possible. So if you want to come hang out with me and a bunch, like my teens will be there, a bunch of other parents and teens will be there, go to benpughcoaching.com/IL24. That stands for Impact Live 2024. The price goes up on April 1st. So if you want in at the discounted pricing, go sign up before April 1st. So there you know. There you go. Now you know. Go get in. All right. So as I said, today we're talking about forgetting what you think you know about parenting teens. And I want to tell you about possibly the most disempowering phrase in the human language, the English language. Man, today is the end of my coaching day, and apparently my vocabulary is all but exhausted. So, okay, anyways, the most disempowering phrase in the English language. And okay, so maybe this isn't the most disempowering phrase. Like, I don't know, I think about phrases like I can't. That's pretty disempowering. But this has got to be one of them. And this phrase that's so disempowering is, I know. Seriously, this phrase will take your power away as a parent. You've probably seen it take your teen's power away because they think they know something, and now all of a sudden, they won't listen. Imagine that you and I are sitting in a coffee shop together having dirty Dr. Peppers. I don't drink coffee. Maybe you're drinking coffee, but I'm drinking the dirty Dr. Pepper. We're talking and sipping sodas, and the waiter comes over and says, hey, are you ready for a refill? Now, because I've already chugged mine, because I like to drink my sodas super fast, my cup is basically empty, but yours is still relatively full. Imagine that the waiter tries to fill up both of our cups. Mine is empty, so he goes ahead, pours the liquid into it, no problem. My cup just is now full of Diet Dr. Pepper. But your cup, which is basically full, if the waiter tries to pour anything into your cup, what's going to happen? It's going to spill over. It's going to overflow. If you position yourself as a full cup, or if you position yourself from the mentality of, I know, I already know this, then you have no room to receive anything more. And one of the problems in today's parenting is that lots of parents are experiencing this with their teen because their teen thinks that they know everything. And what they don't realize is that they themselves as parents are often experiencing this in their own lives, because as parents, they also still have a lot to learn. And yet it's us parents that make the biggest mistake of thinking, no, I'm an adult now. I know. So I want to invite you, stop pretending. I think it's part of being an adult, and I think maybe we learned this back when we were teenagers, trying to fit in with adults who acted like they had everything in life all figured out. But basically, no one has everything in life all figured out, and I don't understand why we think we have to pretend that we know everything. So, if this sounds like you, I want to give you permission to admit that you don't know, and that's okay. And I'll be honest with you, this is a trap that I sometimes fall into, and I pretend that I've got everything figured out, and I pretend that I know what I'm doing, and I know exactly what needs to be done. But this pretending gets in the way of learning. And if you're falling in the trap of pretending like you know everything, I promise you, you are limiting the amount that you can learn. So, do you want to give yourself a powerful gift that will kickstart your personal growth? If you do, I want you to go ahead and admit to not knowing. Acknowledge when you have a lack of skills, and this will help you be more of the empty cup that has room for more. And you don't want your teen believing the lie that you as a parent know everything, or that all parents know everything. Because if they believe that, they're going to be sorely disappointed when they themselves become parents and they realize that they have no clue. And they'll also realize that you were just making it up all those years. So I want to invite you, stop pretending that you know everything and embrace the fact that sometimes you just don't know. That's powerful. It's funny that I'm talking to you about this because just today with one of my clients, we had the discussion about saying, I don't know. Interesting how I believe I know is one of the most disempowering phrases. And I would also say that I don't know is also one of the most disempowering phrases. Like me and this teen client, we had to come to an agreement that I don't know is no longer an acceptable answer, because all I don't know means is I'm too lazy to think about that right now. So anyways, just interesting, a little insight into my, daily coaching process. I know is a disempowering phrase, so is I don't know, and pretending like you do know everything is disempowering, and that is why I want to invite you to embrace the power of unlearning. Now, I want you to just think about this. When you think that you know something, your brain accepts the thing that you think you know as truth. And then that truth, in quotation marks, influences the lens through which you see the world. And everyone, including you, including me, everyone knows something that actually isn't true. And they accept it as being true, and they believe that it's true, but for whatever reason, it isn't true. Maybe you believe something about your teen that actually isn't true, but you'll never know because your teen won't ever admit to the thing. It's okay. That is part of being a human being. But if you really want to grow in your personal life and in your parenting, and if you want to create a powerful change in your relationship with your teen, you'll need to unlearn some of the beliefs that aren't true that are holding you back. And when it comes to parenting, unlearning is actually liberating. It's actually a powerful experience. It's important to know that the things that you think you know about parenting and the old parenting ways and the things that you've done in the past, they've gotten you to where you are now, but they won't get you to where you want to be as a parent. And that's why it's so important to unlearn the old and learn and embrace new things. And unlearning old parenting ways and learning new and improved parenting ways is basically reprogramming your mind. And if you have a smartphone, I want to use this as an example. I've used this as an example all the time. I have in my hand my iPhone. I think it's an iPhone 13. I'm not sure. I never really know. But periodically, this phone has to update. It has to reprogram itself because for whatever reason, it's out of date. I'm actually looking at my phone right now to see if I have any updates available. There totally is one. This one introduces a new emoji, transcripts, and Apple Podcasts. It includes other features, bug fixes, and security updates for your phone. When your phone wants to update, it's to improve the functionality of your phone. It makes your phone work better. It makes it safer. It makes it more efficient. The same is true about you and your parenting. So I want you to ask yourself, when's the last time I've experienced a parenting update? And if you truly want to experience a parenting update, you have to unlearn the old ways that you have learned in the past. And one of the best ways, or like maybe I would say it more like this, if you want to forget what you have learned about parenting, if you want to unlearn some of the old ways, I would start here. Start questioning what's not working. And one of the reasons this is so important is because if you start questioning things that are not working in your life or in your relationship with your teen, it will address a current pain in your life. When something's not working, it's painful. And this pain will actually give you added motivation to question the thing that's not working. So, kind of the best advice that I could give you, and the best place to start on learning, is to start questioning things that aren't working for you. And I'll give you an example about screen time and teens. For years, all I ever heard about screen time was how bad it was for teens, how bad it was for kids, how it's rotting our teenagers' brains and it's eroding their self-confidence. And I heard that teens can't manage their screen time on their own and that good parents control their teens' screen time for them. So I tried to do just that. I tried to control my teens' screen time. I made my teen turn in his phone at night by a specific time. I made my teen sit by me as I sifted through their photos, through their texts, through their emails, like all the stuff. I was just trying to control it, and it felt icky. Not only did it feel icky, but it also led to lots of fighting and lots of arguments with my teen. And I realized this is not working for me. And one day I questioned, why isn't this working for me? Like, why is this so hard? Why am I bending over backwards to control my teen's screen time when it only causes fighting and arguing? And the truth was, I didn't really have a good reason. And then I asked my teens, what do you think would be fair when it comes to screen time? See how I questioned an area of my life that wasn't working. I was willing to unlearn what I had learned about screen time and about teens. And when I asked my teens, hey, what do you think would be fair when it comes to screen time? They came up with some really, really good ideas. And I unlearned the old truth that I needed to control my teen screen time for them because they're a teenager and they're not capable of doing it. And I learned a new truth that no, there is a better way and a way that actually works for me and my teens. And today, screen time is relatively easy with my teens. So be willing to question the things that aren't working in your life. Now, I'll be real honest with you. Like just last night with one of my teens, we had an incident where I was like, dude, I do not feel comfortable with you having your phone tonight. You're struggling with some stuff. You're throwing a fit. I'm not going to let you keep your phone tonight. My teen thought that was unfair. Guess what? I'm the dad. I'm in charge. I'm going to make this decision. And your brother, he has his phone. And you guys have an alarm set for the exact same time in the morning. You're going to be fine. Because I was willing to question the way that I used to do things in the past, because I was willing to give up control, even in a tough parenting moment like that, I still have control. And it works better because of the past experience where we've worked together. So I promise you, if you take the time to unlearn, especially in areas that aren't working for you, you can learn a better way that will work for you and your team. And this will open things up so that you can explore new options, so that you can start finding ways that not only work better for you, but that work better for your teenager, that fit into your life better. And that's powerful because then you can start finding the things that are indeed working for you or the things that will work for you. With my teens, we explored a bunch of options when it came to screen time and cell phones. And I would honestly say that this is still kind of a work in progress. But one of my favorite questions to this day is, hey, what do you think would be fair? And sometimes I will, like this is powerful when you want to explore new options, especially with your team. Sometimes I'll precede that question of, hey, what do you think would be fair? With a little quick statement like, hey, this isn't working for me. Or I don't like this part of our current plan. What do you think are some possible options? What do you think would be fair? And I'm just putting some of the burden on my teen's shoulders. And then my teen and I are going on this journey, this exploration to find out what does work. And the truth is, there are millions and millions and millions of different ways to parent your teen. And none of those millions of ways are the one right way or the one wrong way that doesn't work at all. There are millions of different ways, and really it comes down to you finding what works for you, and then embracing that new way of parenting and practicing it. And I just want to reemphasize the story that I shared about different cups, like the cup being full, the cup being empty. If you position yourself as the full cup, you're basically telling life and the universe, hey, I've got everything that I need, that I want. I'm good. Don't bother giving me any more. Because the universe isn't going to pour more into you if you're not going to use it and if it's just going to be spilt and wasted. But when you can position yourself as the empty cup, and when you can go through this process of forgetting what you think you know about parenting teens and positioning yourself as this own cup who's ready to receive more, who's ready to explore new, more beneficial ways of handling these things. That will empower you. That will help you be the parent of your dreams. Now, I want to tell you, I have some really amazing things coming up. I already told you about my Impact Live event this summer. It's June 21st and 22nd. It's going to be amazing. There's going to be laser tag, rafting, fun games and activities with parents and teens. If you're on my email list, you're going to hear about this and you're going to hear about all the fun things that I'm doing. I'm also going to be offering some free trainings that are going to be amazing. And those things are coming up. And if you want to keep track of some of these free, exciting trainings for parents of teens, you're going to want to be on my email list. You're going to want the two of us to be able to get in contact with each other. And the best way to do that is for you to go take the free Parent Trap quiz, where you can learn, where am I getting stuck as a parent and how do I get unstuck? If you want to master the inner game of parenting, it is seriously as easy as step one, simply going and taking the Parent Trap quiz. It'll take you less than 3 minutes. It's free. It's easy. Step two, you're going to want to use your quiz results to help you focus your energy on growing in the specific area where you keep getting stuck. And step three, come work with me so I can help you level up your parenting. And once you take the Parent Trap quiz, you will get access to my free audio course, Parenting from the Inside Out. And that will help you get unstuck and out of any of the parent traps so that you can start being the parent that you've always wanted to be and being the parent that your teen is trying to connect with. And it's easier and it's faster than you could ever believe. So if you want to build a better relationship with your teen and you want to do it easier and faster than, like, it'll seriously blow your mind. I had one mom who's like, man, within 1 month, everything is better. Yeah, because this stuff works. Go to benpewcoaching.com/parent-trap-quiz and go take the Parent Trap quiz today. I'll see you soon. Did you know that parents and teens all over the world are struggling? I believe that the most important thing that you can do in your teen's life is simply being an impactful parent, which means taking the time to understand what parenting traps are holding you back, and then taking that knowledge and using it to completely uplevel your parenting. This is why I've created a brand new quiz to help you better understand your own parenting traps. This quiz will help you pull back the curtain on your own parenting and gain some powerful insights so you can stop getting caught in the same old parent traps. This quiz will help you start being the parent of your dreams so you can finally create an impactful relationship with your teen. This quiz will take you less than 2 or 3 minutes, and it is completely free. If you want to take this quiz and better understand the traps that are keeping you stuck as a parent, go to benpewcoaching.com/parent-trap-quiz and get an insight into what is holding you back as a parent so you can completely uplevel your parenting. I'll see you soon.